charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? You pay fair
and welcome back to the program. Time to wrap up the week with more gore, the good kind. Here's Tree Hugger.
Welcome to Tree Hugger Radio, brought to you by the leading environmental site on the web. I'm Simran Sethi. In too much of a bad thing news, eco icon Al Gore is taking flack from some members of the scientific community who say he may be exaggerating the future impacts of climate change. In an email exchange with the New York Times, Gore stated, quote, "The degree of scientific consensus on global warming has never been stronger," and added he was trying to communicate the essence of it in the lay language that he understood. Have threats about climate change been overplayed? While leading British climatologist Paul Hardiker and Chris Collier prepare to assert their concerns this weekend at Oxford, scientists closer to home are also stressing caution. We asked Treehugger correspondent Tim McGee in Los Angeles, is Gore exaggerating?
In this capacity, Al Gore is acting like a journalist, trying to report scientific matters as best as he can. Most scientists are wary of how their research findings could be twisted or misunderstood by journalists, so there's certainly fault on both sides of the conversation. Scientists need better communication skills, and journalists need to commit the time necessary to understand the topics faithfully. And Al Gore has certainly spent the time necessary to understand the topics.
So how can the climate change message spread without slipping from science into fiction?
Well, that's the problem, I think. Taking action implies that people need to feel that there is a need for action to be taken. Al Gore had it right with the frog in the hot water. It takes a dramatic change to realize that something is different. And we certainly don't want catastrophic events like Katrina to be the trigger. But it is just those types of natural events that we realize as a major change and that motivate people to act.
Appearing before the Senate and two House subcommittees, Al Gore testified once again that elevated greenhouse gas levels are putting us in danger.
There is a sense of hope in this country that this United States Congress will rise to the occasion and present meaningful solutions to this crisis.
For more insight on what we can do to mitigate the impacts of climate change, check out the top 20 entries from Treehugger's Convenient Truths Climate Change Contest at truths.treehugger.com. And stay tuned for the announcement of the grand prize winners, as well as interviews with contest judges John Fluvog and Ed Begley Jr. in the weeks ahead. Other groups coming together to not only reduce their carbon footprints, but also forge stronger alliances overall, are young Muslims and Christians. Ebu Patel, the founder of the Chicago-based Interfaith Youth Corps, explains how environmental stewardship and creation care are ideas that resonate across faiths.
The big idea of the Interfaith Youth Corps is that young people from different faith backgrounds shouldn't be engaging in hateful discourse with each other or in violence, but should be identifying aspects that are common between their faith traditions, particularly aspects that have to do with social action. And they should be coming together to improve those areas that they hold in common. So, for example, hospitality to others or compassion, or in the case that we're talking about right now, care for creation. And it's absolutely central in every religious tradition and to every religious community and to every religious person that I know, that care for the environment is something that we should be about. And I love watching Interfaith Youth Corps groups engage with environmental matters, partially because we all need to be doing as much as we can to improve the environment, but also because the religious dialogue around environmental matters is so rich, because there is so much stuff in our religious traditions which teaches us to be careful stewards of the environment.
While the groundhog guaranteed an early spring, the ski industry is still trying to flourish under the world's warmest winter on record. On the slopes, ski resorts are trying to get to the root of the problem. According to the National Ski Areas Association, 55 resorts in 14 states are buying renewable energy to offset their power. Of these, 26 are fully operating on green energy, not only to cumulatively keep over 424 million pounds of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere, but in an attempt to fight for the industry's very existence. Vail Resorts is now the second largest corporate user of wind energy in the United States, behind Whole Foods Market. The National Ski Patrol and the American Association of Snowboard Instructors are offsetting 100% of their energy use, and Mammoth Mountain has also gone green, from sealing heat leaks to operating biodiesel ski lifts. Mammoth's Environmental Program Director, Lisa Isaacs, explains why this change has occurred now.
I think one of the biggest reasons this environmental awareness and this environmental push is alive, first in the ski industry, is that we are relying on the healthy environment for our business. But when you start to think about climate change and global warming, all of a sudden you realize that we are the, pardon me for lack of a better phrase, we are the canary in the coal mine. We're going to go down with global warming if it continues. And so this whole industry has awakened to the reality that we need to really start addressing this, and I want to say proactively addressing it, but we're already past the time of proactive. We are now reactive to global warming. It's very disconcerting when your snowmaking system that you put into place to protect you in those dry years, when you can no longer rely on that snowmaking system because the temperatures are too warm to even make snow. It's very disconcerting, not only for you as a business, but for the whole local economy that relies on you as a business.
So the ice caps and the ski slopes are melting. When does Mother Nature exact her revenge? Well, grab the organic popcorn, kids. On the silver screen, it will happen courtesy of M. Night Shyamalan and 20th Century Fox next year. The happening features Mother Nature as a leading cast member, standing up to her tormentors, the human population. For more information on the stories you just heard, plus videos, blogs, and our guides on going green, log on to treehugger.com. Thanks to Fairtrade Music Store Calabash Music for this week's soundtrack. And for more information on sponsoring Treehugger Radio, email us at advertising@treehugger.com.
We're out of time. See you all next time.